Question. What is your one word? The one word that sums up your goals, your aspirations, your passions. What is your why? All wrapped up into one word. Today, I had the chance to interview someone that I have looked up to for years. He is a massive YouTube success and an incredible mentor who's looking to help a billion entrepreneurs, none other than Mr. Evan Carmichael. You've probably seen at least one of his videos on YouTube. His channel is exploding. If you haven't, go look him up. He's got nearly 900,000 subscribers, over 120 million views, and his content is on point. We talked about his new book, The Skills Necessary for Success in 2017, and how Evan built his business around his one word, believe. So, if you are ready to discover your one word and find out some serious motivation and how to get things done and own the rest of your life, then sit back and enjoy, because this was an awesome conversation. Hello, everyone. Today, I am extremely excited to welcome Mr. Evan Carmichael to the show. He is an entrepreneur, an author, a speaker, a business consultant, and founder of the hashtag Believe Movement. He has over 4,000 videos and 820,000 subscribers on YouTube. He loves the salsa dance, and his passion for helping aspiring entrepreneurs is evident in everything that he does. His newest book, Your One Word, is a fabulous read. It has now found a permanent spot on my bookshelf, and I'm extremely glad that he's taking the time out of his busy schedule to be with us here today. So thanks for joining us, Evan.
Thanks for having me, Brandon. Looking forward to unleashing some awesome.
Absolutely. Now, in your own words, could you tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I'm on a mission to inspire and believe in a billion entrepreneurs. I think entrepreneurs are going to be the ones who solve all the world's major problems. It's not governments or big corporations. It's on us to make the change that we want to see. And I do that through my YouTube channel. Have a lot of profiles of successful entrepreneurs that your audience may have seen. I have the book, I have the website, I do public speaking, basically trying to reach people at mass to try to make them believe in themselves more.
I love it. It's such an awesome mission. And like you said, if we don't do it, we can't rely on anyone else to go out and change the world. Now, for you, I know that you've got a big support system now that you've made it, but as you're starting and crafting that entrepreneurial mindset, how can you build that proper support system that helps you on the way?
Yeah, so I'm super fortunate now. We get hundreds of comments every day, and I still love living in the comments and seeing, you know, the reactions. I know, I'm sure for you, every time you get a comment on a video that's positive, it makes you feel great. Like, yeah, I want to do some more. When I was first getting started, it was actually in the speaking business, not on YouTube. And I would find that I would do a speaking event and I would get so much great feedback afterwards and a couple emails afterwards and just feel so great about the impact I had, because we want to feel like we're doing work that's valuable and touching people's lives. And then it would just kind of fade, you know, like, okay, no more emails coming in, and, you know, you start to get a little depressed and like you want to get that momentum continue to come up. And so what I would do was I actually saved my favorite emails and some of the responses that came in and turned that into a PowerPoint presentation that I watched every morning, just as a reminder that, like, you know, the work I'm doing may not be hitting lots of people, but the people that it's hitting is having a meaningful impact. And so whether that, you know, for somebody just getting started, whether they have, you know, five comments on their channel, just looking at those five comments every day and knowing, like, I touched five people, you know, like I'm having an impact. I'm not where I want to be yet, but the work I do matters. I found that really helpful.
That's exactly it. You know, you've got to start somewhere. You don't just start a YouTube channel and end up with 800,000 subscribers. It's concentrated effort. And I think that's one thing that I think you preach to a lot with your entrepreneurs is not giving up even when the times get hard.
If it's something that, so this is interesting. If it's something that you love doing, then you have to find a way to keep going. You know, I'm actually an advocate of quitting all the time. Like, if you have lost passion for what you're doing, then quit, like, now. Stop dragging it on. Stop. Sometimes we let things last for too long, and, like, you lost the passion for it a year ago, and you're still doing it just because that's what you do every day. Like, move on and get out of that ASAP. But if it's something that is still burning inside you, you know, we've probably done the most profiles of successful people of anybody, definitely on YouTube, maybe online. And the number one thing that is consistent across all of them is the love for the work. You know, they love the craft. They love what they do. Not, and they're not so addicted to just the outcome of hitting some milestone. So if somebody's starting a YouTube channel and their goal is just to hit 1 million subscribers or 100,000 subscribers or whatever it is, you know, you should quit now, because that's not why you start a YouTube channel. You got to enjoy, like, you need to enjoy doing interviews. If you don't enjoy doing interviews, you're not going to have fun doing it, and you're not going to make great interviews, and you might as well just quit right now and go find something else that you love doing. You know, unleashing your inner awesome is about doing the thing that is inside you that you have to get out there that you love so much. And so if you have that deep passion, it's still alive, then you have to find a way to keep going.
I love it. I love it. Now, recently I just finished your book, Your One Word, and it's brilliant. I mean, congratulations on that. But where did you find and where did you get the inspiration to sort of come up with and create that game plan?
The inspiration came from me and my own business, just feeling like I could be doing more. You know, I had a successful business. It was going well. It wasn't, I'm not going to say I was down in the dumps and it was like the worst day of my life. I was having success. I just felt like I have more potential than what I'm doing right now. Like, I felt like I wasn't anywhere close to my ceiling. Like, I knew that I had more that I could give and do, but I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't know how to go out and do it. And so I started by just thinking about, okay, who am I as a human? Like, what do I stand for? What's most important to me? What's my single most important core value? And if I can understand what that is, and I can design a life and design a business with more intention, that's a lot more powerful. And in my search, both inner search to find out kind of what I stood for. I also then found other people who had built real businesses around a one word core value. And I traveled across North America finding entrepreneurs who had built a $50,000 business, $500,000 business, $1 million business, $5 million business, $150 million business, all around one word. And like, that's pretty cool. And nobody had a blueprint. All of those entrepreneurs just kind of did their own thing and found their own path and did it their own way. And I wanted to build a business now around my one word of belief. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if somebody kind of made a blueprint, kind of wrote the book. And as a typical entrepreneur, instead of, you know, we don't complain about things that don't exist, we go out and we make it, we feel the need. And so that's what I did. And I studied these successful businesses and then created the guide for anybody to build a business around their one word.
I love it. And your word is believe, which you expound on lots. But in just a few, for someone who doesn't know anything about you or know about the movement, could you share why your word is believe?
So believe is a deeply personal word to me. And that's what I encourage people to go through, is figure out what is the most important core value one word for you. Believe to me means having passion. So believing in the work that you're doing. So I believe in what I'm doing in my YouTube channel and in the conversations I have. I have passion for my work. Believe is also believe in yourself, self-confidence. So I want to believe in myself and have the courage to take on projects that might be a little bit scary, but I need to push myself out of my comfort zone. And also believe that it's going to work out. And so to have the conviction to follow through on those big, scary projects, and that even if you only see darkness around you right now, eventually it's going to work out.
And I love that. And I think a key thing, especially with your book, is the fact that you don't have to be an entrepreneur or have a business to find your one word. You can integrate this into so many different aspects of your life and find more fulfillment in everything that you do.
Yeah. So, you know, when I wrote the book, I gave it to a test audience, and half of the audience was not entrepreneurs, and they loved it, which was great. It's divided into three sections: core, campaign, company. Campaign and company is geared towards an entrepreneur business mindset. The first section, core, isn't. And it's really, once you find out who it is that you are, you naturally want to apply it to the rest of your life. So, you know, if you find out that your one word is awesome, maybe that's a good guess, you know, looking at your content, Brandon. But if it's awesome, as an example, great. How do I apply that to my relationship? Am I an awesome husband? Am I an awesome father? Am I an awesome son? Am I an awesome sibling? Am I an awesome member of my community? And just asking that question forces change, makes you realize, like, man, I'm not doing things that I should be doing, that if I were, it'd be a much higher quality of life for myself and for the people around me. And then if I want to bring that to my business, that's a whole other thing. But just improving your own quality of life and the people around you can make a massive impact.
That's incredible. Now, in your opinion, what would you say are the top two or three skills that you would attribute to your success today?
Wow. That's a great question. Two or three skills that I attribute to my success. I think having a positive mindset is super important. I think I'm optimistic. I see how things will work out where others don't. And I think that's, you know, going to be for a lot of entrepreneurs. I think the willingness to be crappy at something at the start. I think a lot of people expect to be great at the beginning, and then when they can't make a great YouTube video, or they suck at asking questions, or, you know, whatever it is, like, you're going to suck at the start of anything. You know, learn piano or try to do a trick on a skateboard or anything. Like, you're just going to suck at it. It's fine. So the ability to navigate through the suck and just keep going, I think, is important. And then I think just taking responsibility, I think, is important. Not blaming other people for your situation. So, you know, I am where I am because of what I've done. And I deserve all the success that I've had. And I also don't deserve to have more success. You know, I think I view the world a lot in opposites, where I'm extremely, you know, grateful and humble for the awesome channel that I have. I think it's one of the best YouTube channels, you know, on the face of the planet. And I think I suck. Like, I need to get better. It needs to improve. I'm just getting started. This is nothing compared to what it's going to be. And so being able to embrace, you know, if everything ended right now, I would be super grateful and happy for the huge impact that I've been able to have. And I want to be able to go out and do more and improve. And that's on me. I'm not waiting for Donald Trump to do anything. You know, like, it's on me to go out and get better.
I love it. I love it. And I think one of the cool things about, you know, when you go out and do something, whether it's scary, whether it's new, whether you suck at it, you're going to meet new people. And from your expertise, how awesome has it been to grow your brand and your business? And now you have this incredible network of, you know, some of the biggest names out there.
Yeah. I'm a weird bird, maybe, in that respect. I don't, there's nobody that I wish I could meet. There's nobody on my, like, I wish I had this person's cell phone number. There's no, like, one question I wish I could ask anybody. I'm very fortunate to have the network that I've been able to build up. But what I think is awesome, like, what I reflect on is like, what's awesome is not the network I built up, but the impact on the entrepreneur community. What's awesome is the 800,000 people who watch my videos. What's awesome is the comments that I get every single day. That's what really makes me super pumped and excited, more so than, you know, I know this person or this person or this person, and connect them.
And I think that's important to note, because so many people aspire to do things for the end result and for the end. But like you said, you've got to do it for the reason and for whatever your passion is. And all those extra benefits, the big networks, the, you know, the sponsorships, the deals, come as a side effect of finding and following through on your passion, which I, you know, your YouTube channel speaks to that time and time again.
Yeah. And I think maybe also reflective of me being an introvert, you know, I don't care about networking much, and I don't try to do it much. I mean, I know Brendan Slater now. That's great. That's a great person to know. But I don't, I could probably do a better job, to be honest, of keeping up with my network and following up with them and asking them for help or introducing them to things. It's maybe not how I'm wired. Maybe the introvert in me is just more like, I want to do, like, I would much rather, when I go away to an event, I put so much pressure on myself to make it an insanely awesome event. Because, you know, if I'm in Madrid speaking to the heads of the libraries like I was last year, that's a week away that I'm missing from my YouTube channel here. That's like, how many videos could I have made in that week? How many people could I have changed? You know, how many lives could I have touched by making content here? And so what I do there better be so insanely good. Better, like, one of these heads of librarians better go off and make a drastic change that then ripples through the entire world, or I'm pissed at myself. And so that's kind of how I tend to see things. I get invited to a whole bunch of events and speaking gigs, and I really try to limit it down to the ones where I think I can really have a big impact.
I love it. Now, you mentioned some of the people you've got to meet along the way. And can you touch on the importance of mentors, or have you had any mentors along the way that have really helped to drive you?
So my greatest mentors have been my parents. You know, they're on the wall behind me, or I'm like 7, 8 years old, and they taught me believe. You know, believe comes from them in big part. And they just taught me how to be a human being, how to treat people, how to work hard, all the kind of fundamentals of being a good human, I think comes from them. They didn't teach much about business, but they taught me how to be a person. From there, I don't really have a lot of business individual mentors who I met for coffee who kind of helped me out. And that's part of what led to creating my YouTube channel and the content that I have is I don't know people who have had massive success. You know, like I was the most successful person in my kind of network. And so I thought, okay, I need to do something about this. And me being not a natural networker and not wanting to go out and kind of reach out and make phone calls, I thought, okay, how does an introvert handle this problem? And I looked to aspirational mentors, right? So like every day I wake up and there's new content on my channel from Steve Jobs or Oprah or Elon Musk or Richard Branson or any of these people that I look up to. And I feel like I'm surrounded by them daily, and by being around their greatness, you know, part of that rubs off onto me to help me become a little bit more great. So my parents definitely, and then all the people that we profiled. I don't put up a video on my channel unless I've learned from it. So any of those profiles, you know, I've learned something myself from. Otherwise, I don't post it. And so that's where I get a lot of my ongoing learning from.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I know one of your big goals is that you want to help 1 billion entrepreneurs, which is a lofty goal, and I think you're well on your way there. But what's happening in the Evan Carmichael camp currently and some future projects to help get you there?
Cool. I'm not the five-year planner kind of guy. Like, as soon as I get an idea for something I want to do, I just start doing it. And so if I ever had an idea for what I could do in 5 to 10 years, it would just start happening now. That's the kind of personality I have, I guess. I can't wait on things. I just want to get going on them. And so the goal of the billion is not actually to reach 1 billion, or people ask, how do you attract 1 billion? I don't. It's really just to focus my efforts on, I want to do work that has an impact across a lot of people. So I'm not doing like one-on-one coaching or, individual mentorship too much. As rewarding as that is, it doesn't help fill kind of my big goal. So anything I do, I want to make sure that it's having the potential to have a big reach. So in the short term, I'm still working on my YouTube channel. The goal is to have 1 million subscribers by the end of the year. So we're working hard making that happen. We're on track. It's going to be tight. It's going to be December, end of December. So we're on track, but it's a good goal. And then next, I'm working on 2 different books, and we'll see how those, they're in various stages. One is a lot closer than the other, and still promoting Your One Word. I think if people get that on their shelves and start reading it, it could have a big impact on where they go.
I definitely agree with that, and I wish you the best of luck on your 1 million subscribers. You are putting out quality content, in a hustle. Like, it is crazy to wake up and see 2, 3, 4 videos on your channel every day. And I know the work that goes into that. So it's absolute kudos to you and your team for creating such awesome content there. But I also want to ask, outside of your book, do you have any other book recommendations?
So the two that I always went to, one was called Radicals and Visionaries. It's out of print now. But the idea with that book was it would do a different entrepreneur every 4 to 5 pages. And I read that book almost religiously kind of before YouTube was around, because I just like reading about a new entrepreneur every day. So every day I would wake up and read a new, 4 or 5 page chapter, super light, easy to read. And it just gave me the motivation. It's kind of like what my YouTube channel does for me now, that book used to do for me. The 4-Hour Workweek is still a great book, one of my favorites for any kind of productivity hacks. I don't necessarily agree with the idea of working 4 hours a week. I think you should be doing a thing that you're passionate about, and then you lose track of time because you love it so much. But the idea of being able to build a team and manage your schedule and productivity was super important to me at the time when I read that. So that's another good one, which probably most of your audience have already heard of or read, but worth checking out if they haven't.
Now, if you could go back to yourself 5 years ago, knowing what you know now, and give yourself a word of advice, what would that be?
That's always a tough one for me because I love where I'm at now and everything that's led to now. You know, if I change it, will I still be where I am now? So I don't spend too much time in the rear view mirror wishing like I could change anything. It's all kind of forward facing. Now, given the chance, if you transported me back 5 years from now and here I am standing in front of myself, I probably couldn't resist. I would honestly just tell myself to believe more, to believe harder, to believe bigger than what I was doing. And at the time, I'm sure I was doing big things. 5 years ago, I was maybe just getting started seriously on my YouTube channel, maybe just about to get started seriously on my YouTube channel. Just the having the belief that you can have a major impact and then owning the responsibility to go out and do it. You know, I believe if you have the ability to do something, then you have the responsibility to do it as well. And so just believing in myself more to go out and have a major impact and owning the responsibility around it. I think if I did all this, you know, sooner, harder, then I'd be able to impact more lives.
That's awesome. Now, this is a fun one, especially since you said it earlier, but if you could have a conversation with anyone, past, present, future, fact or fiction, who would that be?
Yeah, it's another really tough one. Because I don't know, I don't have any burning questions that I wish I could ask people. My favorite entrepreneur of all time, his name is AP Giannini. He's on the board behind me. He was the founder of Bank of America, and he was the Believe banker. He would lend money to people based off of a look in their eye. If you can imagine a banker of a handshake and a look in your eye and like, you'll pay me back. He was the guy who believed that immigrants deserve to get loans too, to start a family and build homes when at the time nobody would give money to immigrants. He gave Walt Disney the money to start his company when people thought nobody will ever watch a full length cartoon. So I would probably want to go back and meet him, but I would probably just want to shadow him for a day or a week, as opposed to sit down and ask him questions. Cause I don't know what I'd ask him, but I just like to kind of see how he works and how he operates. I'm sure I'd pick up a lot from it.
Yeah, that would definitely be quite the interesting shadowing experience. So a few last questions here. We're all about, you know, unleashing your awesome, leveraging the social skills that we should have learned in school. So, I mean, you're running a big business now. You've got a big team. So can you talk to the importance of effective communication and how that helps erase bottlenecks in your business?
Sure. I think one of the biggest things for entrepreneurs is they become the biggest bottleneck in their company, that everything has to go through them. And you always feel like you can do everything the best. And so that causes pain and conflict and delays, where ideally what you want to do is find people who are really great at what they do, who are ideally better than you at those things. You know, so my editor is better than me at editing. You know, I suck at editing. My researcher is better than me at researching. You know, you still want to figure out what is it that you do that's best in the world. Like, I am still in front of the camera. I still review every video that goes out before it goes live. It kind of has to pass the Evan smell test before we push it out. But you don't need to be best at everything. I don't need to be the best accountant in my business. You know, I don't need to be the best at a lot of stuff in my company. And so figuring out what those skills are that you can hand off to somebody else is super important. I think to recognize that your role, as soon as you bring on somebody, a lot of times you see that as, oh, great, like this person's going to handle that now and I don't need to deal with it anymore, which is partly true, but you need to remember you just hired a human being. You know, you are responsible for their growth. I believe that the main role of a leader is to see the untapped potential, see the inner awesome, you know, in the people on your team and help them close that gap. Because you see them being able to play up here and they're currently down here. And they may not see themselves how they can grow, but you see a lot more in them. And that's your job, I believe, as a leader, to bring that out of them, even if it means that they leave your company. You know, they may only be with you for 6 months or 2 years or 6 years. You know, they may not be, I don't expect anybody in my company to be here for life. If they are, that's great. If I'm a short stint along their path, that's great too. But I want it to be like the best short stint ever of their life. And so recognizing that that becomes your role, that as you build a team, your contribution becomes smaller and smaller and smaller to the whole, right? Like if you have 20 people working for you, you're doing one role and 19 people are doing work, like they're just going to output you. It's just going to happen. And so if you can see yourself as a leader and trying to help everybody unleash their inner awesome and close that potential gap that they have, I think that is really meaningful, not just for yourself and your business, but for the individual people on your team.
Awesome. Awesome. I appreciate it. And last and final question, is there anything that you wish I had asked you or anything that you'd like to share in terms of words of wisdom to everyone?
Were you afraid to ask any question?
Not really. No.
Did anything come through that like you want to go down a different tangent on?
That I said? Want to go down a different tangent?
Yeah.
I think probably the biggest thing that I would want to go on is where do you really find, you know, I understand the believe message and believing in yourself, and that's how you've got to get through those tough times. But for so many people that are entrepreneurs, and it's a heck of a roller coaster, and when you're at the bottom of that hill, what do you really do? What gets you through that nitty gritty outside of, you know, some people say it's fluff to just, you know, mental through it. But what would you say is really how you keep putting your foot in front of another?
So I think, listen, that's a huge reality, man. That's where most people are. Most companies never even make it. So that's a big challenge for where a lot of people are. And it takes a ton of grind and hustle to get to where you want to be. I think number one, feeling like your path is important, I think is important, right? Like having the big why, feeling like, you know, the videos I'm making are going to one day be important. Like this is an important thing that I'm doing. I think that really helps. And then two, I think having a routine that sets you up daily for success really makes a difference. Because so many times, like I think we talked about, like you wake up one day, you know, and maybe you digest a podcast, you watch a video, you get so pumped up and excited and like you're on fire and bold and ready to crush it. And then the next day you wake up and like, poof, like what? At least for me, like, yeah. I was so on fire yesterday. What happened? And I'm not waking up and like throwing off the sheets and like running to the computer and diving in. You know, I need a daily reset. That's why I started my channel. A good chunk of it was for myself to have a daily reset, to be surrounded by greatness. And so whatever it is that gets you feeling bold, because we've all had these moments of boldness where you feel unstoppable, like, yeah, that's why I did this. That's why we're doing this. Like, here's where it can go. We've all had those moments where, you know, we're so excited and maybe we sound crazy to our friends or our family, maybe even ourselves. What led to that? Like, if you can reverse engineer yourself to understand that, okay, what led to that was me digesting an inner awesome video, or me watching that Elon Musk interview, or me reading that book, or me whatever. Like, if you understand what makes you tick, and no judgment. Like, if waxing your eyebrows is the thing that gets you super pumped up and motivated, like, great. Like, go do that. Like, start your day, right? So, like, with intention, start your day with that every day. So that instead of randomly coming across something at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the Tuesday, and then you're on fire for the rest of that Tuesday, plan it. So every day you wake up and you do the thing that gets you fired up and feeling bold. If you do that enough days, you're going to be on fire. The lack of consistency and the lack of, you know, dedicated energy. Like, sure, you're doing work every day, but are you really like pushing hard every day? Most entrepreneurs aren't. Right. And so, and it's hard because you're by yourself and you don't have a boss and there's nobody like whipping you. And maybe it's a part-time gig and you know, you had a busy day at work and like, you know, lots of stuff gets in the way. And so, you know, it's on you to hold yourself accountable. And so I find that it's too much mental energy to remind yourself to do something and to be motivated every day. And so by planning that into your routine, into your schedule, into your environment, like, these people are behind me. My office has an environment for a reason. So planning that, paying really close attention, like once a quarter, really think about your physical environment and your morning routines and your habits and how can you set yourself up so that it is autopilot for you. You don't have to force it every day, I think is really, really important.
I think you hit on so many important topics during that, in terms of, you know, building that routine and setting yourself up. We, you know, we're experimenters. We channel our inner Tim Ferriss every once in a while. And, you know, we've found that motivation is totally fleeting. And so creating those habits, doing things with intention, it's how we've been able to get a lot of work done. I know that's how lots of people do the same thing. So I'm glad that you feel and go through the same things that everyone else does. You know, sometimes you look to these big names and people think of them as superhumans, but they go through the same struggles and tribulations as everyone else.
Yeah. And motivation is fleeting. And like, there's a reason why you brush your teeth every day and every night. Like, you got to do the same thing for your brain, you know, or for your entrepreneurial teeth. You got to brush those every day in whatever way, again, no judgment, like in whatever way makes you excited. Like, if squeezing that toy Smurf doll 3 times gets you motivated, like, great. Like, that's how you start your day. You grab your Smurf doll and you go. Just, you got to, and we've all experienced it. You know what it is that gets you fired up. And so just do that daily.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Evan, I know you are a very busy man, but I appreciate the time that you spent here with us today. If you've got anything else, as always, feel free to let me know. I know our audience will love to hear from you. I love the book. I'm a big fan, and keep bringing the Believe Nation to the world. We need a bit more of it.
Thanks for the love, Brandon.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
And that's a wrap. What did you think? Let us know your favorite tip or favorite thing that you learned in the comments below. If you know someone who could use a little bit of motivation or would love to hear from Evan, go ahead, send them a link to this video. Be a pal. Sharing is caring. I'm sure that they will appreciate it. Below, we've included links to Evan's YouTube channel. You should definitely go check it out. And much more, all of his brand new book, Your One Word, links to his website. It's all below. So if there's something we talked about, you want to find out more about it, made it super easy for you. As always, click subscribe. One of the corners there, double guns, so that you never miss a video. Every Wednesday, we've got brand new interviews coming out. We are going right to the source, the experts and influencers, so you can hear the very best tips right from their mouth. We also have open enrollment on our brand new course, Millennial Magnetism. So click on the link in the description below for more details on how you can unleash your inner awesome in only 10 minutes a day. But until next time, ciao for now.